Alan Isfan here. Welcome to today's ROI meditation lesson. Today, we're going to reflect on the power of pain and suffering to help us break through and transform. I know what you're thinking. I hate pain. I hate suffering. How can it possibly help me succeed? Life has gotten so much easier than it used to be. We have indoor heating and AC, a grocery store full of food, cars and private drivers that pick us up within minutes of clicking on a phone. It has become so comfortable that we've forgotten how to truly suffer, and we live in the avoidance of pain, conflict, and fear. So when it starts raining, we start running. When bad things happen, we're in shock and try to stop and avoid the pain. And because we live in an avoidance of pain mindset, we avoid the activities and risks that could cause this pain, which prevents us from growing and achieving the next level. And that, in and of itself, causes pain in the form of jealousy, anger, negative self-worth, low confidence, and negative self-talk. We know the entire world is at our feet, and yet we can't seem to make any progress ourselves, even though others seem to be doing very well. We don't see the risk, pain, and suffering they went through to get there. Is it any wonder depression, anxiety, and suicide are on the rise? People blame social media, but that's not the problem. Here's the thing. Pain has a purpose. It is telling us something. Maybe your headache is due to dehydration, or you're eating something your body doesn't like, and the resulting inflammation is causing your headache. There is a purpose to pain, but its power goes beyond what we may think, and once we understand this power, we may become less pain-averse and possibly even look forward to the pain, because it is a sign of progress. When you go running for the first time in a long time, or you lift weights or do push-ups, you know it's going to hurt tomorrow. In fact, if it doesn't hurt, it's almost a letdown, telling you you didn't push hard enough. If you're trying to lose weight and trying out different forms of fasting, like intermittent fasting, you learn that those initial pangs of hunger quickly subside, but it also teaches you that you're tougher than you think and that you can handle discomfort. It also helps to know that this uncomfortable sensation means that your body is shifting into fat-burning mode. Fasting also leads your body into a state of autophagy, which is essentially a cell regeneration mechanism. This is why fasting has been proven to extend healthy life and why so many are starting to practice fasting and intermittent fasting. When you learn to embrace the pain as a sign of progress, you're finally turning the corner. When you're suffering, stay with it for a bit, get comfortable with it, and realize that it isn't so bad. Don't try to take a pill or escape it. Just absorb it for a bit and learn the lesson it is trying to teach you. This certainly applies to many physical things like fasting, exercise, or cold showers, but it also applies to psychological things. If you launched a business and it is failing, don't freak out. Stay with the suffering a bit and learn the lesson. You've just learned something you can apply to the future. So with that, let's shift into the observation phase, and then we'll set an intention. Take a deep breath and exhale fully until all the air is out of your lungs. You should feel tension leaving your body as you exhale fully, and you should feel lighter. Now take another deep breath and slowly push the air out of your lungs. As you do this, imagine that you are starting to float. You look down and see yourself sitting there. You are calm and serene. You float up higher, and now you are above the building you are sitting in. You can see the roof in the distance. You continue to float higher with each exhalation. You can see the city below you. As you float higher, you are now above the earth. You can see the continents and the clouds against the blue water. You continue to float farther from the earth, which is now a distant blue ball. You now just float in space. You're surrounded by bright stars and galaxies. You are totally relaxed and have nothing to worry about. Just float, listen to the music, and let your mind wander and do whatever it wants. If ideas rush in, just let them. I'll leave you to it for a few minutes. Thank you.
You realize that you are a tiny little dot in this vast universe. Now slowly start floating back towards the Earth. You can once again see the continents and the oceans. You float further down and can now see the city. The colors are brighter and more beautiful than you remember, more vivid. You see the rooftop of the building you're sitting in, and it has an aura around it. Something has changed. You travel through the roof, and you see yourself sitting there. You are glowing. You are transformed. The small things you used to worry about are no longer a factor now that you've seen the universe. Come back into your body and feel your breath.
Congratulations! The ability to sit still and control your mind will help tremendously when it comes to handling pain and suffering. And when you develop this ability, you'll be more willing to take risks and push yourself harder, physically and mentally. And that is when you can start to break through and become a stronger, more powerful you. So let's set an intention to apply this lesson at every opportunity, whether accidental or not. When you get hurt or upset, don't ignore it, absorb it. You should also set an intention to push yourself out of your comfort zone simply for the feeling, to show yourself that you can do it. Skip a meal and feel hunger. Run up that hill. Go walking in the rain without an umbrella and raincoat. Let yourself get wet and cold. It would help you get tougher and teach you to become comfortable with being uncomfortable. And once you do that, you'll build up your courage and confidence to take the next big steps towards your goals. Once again, congratulations for making ROI meditation a priority in your life. May success be yours to share. Namaste.